This webcast is a service of SDPB. More information at sd.net.
Good morning, everybody, and everybody in the room and online. Joint appropriations will now come to order. I would ask everyone to please take a seat and have your phones turned to silent. If you plan on testifying today, please sign in at sdlegislature.gov. Press the people icon next to the agenda. Fill out the form. You can do this directly on your phone or on your iPad or outside of the room on the podium. If you are testifying and have a handout, please have the pages distribute them to the committee members and lobbyists. Make sure that you're wearing your badges and the badges are clearly visible. And lastly, a reminder, all testimony and questions are to be addressed through the chair. And at this time, I'd ask the secretary to call the roll.
Senators and representatives, Ms. Skimmins.
Here.
Kasem.
Here.
Moore.
Here.
Philhauer.
Here.
Carley.
Here.
May.
Here.
Boyda.
Here.
Jorgensen.
Here.
Howard.
Absent.
Foster.
Absent.
Sharda.
Here.
Mucky.
Here.
Zickman.
Here.
Kolbeck.
Here.
Nordstrup.
Here.
Lapke.
Here.
Derby.
Absent.
Otten. Mr. Chair, you have a quorum.
We have a quorum, and at this time, who's got the minutes?
Mr. Chair, I move to approve the minutes of March 3rd, 2025.
Second.
We set the budget for the state treasurer.
Senator Voda has moved the minutes to approve them. Senator Ms. Gibbons has seconded it. All those in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Minutes are approved. Alrighty, do we have pages? Yeah, we got one page in the room. Can you go up to a microphone and tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're going to go to school, and...
My name is Melody Gilkerson. I'm a senior at Old Ham Ramona Rutland High School, and after I graduate, I'm going to be joining the Air Force.
All righty. And Representative Sharda, would you lead us in the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our budget-setting meeting. You have before you the Department of Transportation. There are two budget units here, General Operations and Construction Contracts. You'll notice that only the first one, General Operations, has any changes, and those changes are entirely the governor's recommended changes.
Any discussion on that? Representative Jorgensen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I recommend we adopt the governor's budget for the Department of Transportation.
Mr. Chair, I move to set the budgets for general operations, construction contracts, informational at the level detailed in the Department of Transportation motion sheet, which includes $718,399 in general funds, $851,917,545 in federal fund expenditure authority, $400,745,780 in other fund expenditure authority, and 1,014.3 FTEs.
Senator Lapka has moved to approve. It was Representative Mucky had seconded it. Any discussion? Seeing none. Secretary?
Senators and Representatives, Ms. Skimmins.
Aye.
Kasem.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Bill Hauer.
Aye.
Carley.
Aye.
May.
Aye.
Voida.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Howard. Excused. Foster.
Aye.
Sharda.
Aye.
Mucky.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Kolbeck.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Lapke.
Aye.
Derby. Excused. Otten.
Aye.
16 yay, 2 excused.
All right. The budget for transportation now has been set. And we will move on then to the state auditor.
Mr. Chair, Bill McDonald, LRC Fiscal Staff. You have before you the FY26 budget for the state auditor. The governor recommended no changes to the state auditor's budget from FY2025. The one change here, line A1, corresponds to salary and benefits for and 1.0 additional FTE for a new auditor. The state auditor's office will hire per SB 60, which directs the auditor to employ a qualified individual with experience in accounting and auditing to monitor the state accounting system.
Representative Casson, did you have any information on that line that you want to share for SB 60?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Yeah, I mean, to what was just kind of said, yeah, SB 60 was passed by both houses, and it does indicate that an additional auditor is needed, so it meets what is being proposed and what is being voted on in law. So thank you.
All right, seeing no other comments, Representative Jorgensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I recommend we adopt the governor's budget and line A1 for the state auditor.
Mr. Chair, I move to set the budgets for the state auditor at the level detailed in the state auditor motion sheet, which includes $1,903,994 in general funds and 17 FTEs.
Senator Lapka has moved to approve. It was seconded by Representative Moore. Oh, Representative Mucky. Mr. Secretary.
Senators and Representatives, Ms. Skimmins.
Aye.
Casson.
Aye.
Moore.
Aye.
Phil Hauer.
Aye.
Carley.
Aye.
May.
Aye.
Voida.
Aye.
Jorgensen.
Aye.
Howard.
Excuse me.
Foster.
Aye.
Charda.
Aye.
Mucky.
Aye.
Zickman.
Aye.
Kolbeck.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Lapke.
Aye.
Derby. Otten.
Aye.
16 yay, 2 excused.
And with that, we have set the budget for the state auditor. All right. Representative May.
Mr. Chair, I move we adjourn.
Second.
Representative May has moved to adjourn. It was seconded by Senator Voda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, we are adjourned.